We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in 2019. And we're going to continue to have a lot of entrepreneurs on the show this year. And I want to thank my guest host, Jonathan Penta from Penta Wealth Management Group, UBS Financial Services Worldwide.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's great to be here.
Right. And I want to let everybody know, Jonathan has given us our predictions for 2019. So check him out on our website or on his website, or just go to YouTube and you can hear Jonathan as well. Plus, he has these wonderful financial events throughout the year. Our next guest, let's see if I get this right, Jamie Washington, founder and CEO, Washtone Media.
Hi.
Did I get it right?
You did.
Okay.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. Tell us about Washtone Media.
All right. Well, Washtone Media is a digital agency. We're located in Dedham, Massachusetts, and we have a motto that we help you stand out in the crowd because, you know, social media can get a little noisy. And yeah. And so our clients come to us. We've serviced mom and pop stores such as bakeries all the way to Fortune 500 companies. And basically we just take their vision and their goal and find their ideal targeted audience and make sure that their message is put in front of them.
Do you get frustrated when you see what people are doing?
I do.
Can you talk about your frustrations so that we know what we're doing wrong?
Sure. One thing that I notice with SMBs, I actually was allowed to work with United Airlines, and we actually helped build their crisis management operations manual. And I noticed that sometimes businesses, they don't know how to talk back to consumers and customers on social media. If someone leaves and this frustrates me so much, if someone leaves a comment that is not pleasing to the owner, you don't just delete it. You respond to it. Show that you care. And it's really aggravating that, you know, in today's society that sometimes a business feels that their customers don't have the right to complain, and that aggravates me.
No, I think you're right. I know companies that pay to people to take down their posts.
Yes.
And you think this isn't good business?
No, not at all, because social media has actually made the world smaller. We all have these wonderful smartphones, and literally if we were to post something on Facebook right now, I would be able to see it on my smartphone, but someone in Indonesia, someone in Bangladesh, anyone in the world would also instantaneously be able to read whatever you posted on social media. And I also think that it's more of an accountability for business owners and corporations, that the consumers are making the business owners accountable to their products, to their services, and telling them to step up to the plate. And if I had a bad experience at your restaurant, or if you sent me a product and it was broken, and I should have the right to express the way I feel. And I have the right to also be acknowledged. And it's very frustrating that some people decide to just delete it. Don't delete it. Respond to it. That's the best ROI.
You know, it just sounds so logical when you say it.
Oh, thank you.
It does. It just sounds like basic logic, because that's what they would be reading, the response.
Mm-hmm.
And showing that you're, you know, because I don't think anyone expects any business to be perfect.
Right.
And we all understand that it's usually the noisy, angry ones that respond.
Mm-hmm.
So why not give the best response so they can see how you reacted to it?
Absolutely. It sounds so simple, but you'd be surprised.
It does.
You'd be surprised how many businesses, especially when they come to Washtone, either they're getting ready to scale their business, or they're in some sort of crisis. In the industry, sometimes I'm known as a firefighter because I put out fires, put out business fires. And they come and say, well, you know, can you help us do X, Y, and Z? And you'd be surprised of, you know, on LinkedIn if they've got a comment, or on Facebook. Well, we deleted it. But guess what happened? The irate customer found them on other social platforms and then posted, oh, I saw that you deleted my comment on Facebook. Well, I'm here right now on Twitter and I'm blasting you out. And they, you know, make sure that they put their hashtags and they tag them. And it just, it makes this snowball of a mess when you could have just responded the first time. Right.
How does the typical engagement work with a company that you would help? Is it a, as you said, there's a need, and your company is hired to come in for a specific project for a specified period of time, or some of them ongoing that you continue to you know, be their go-to for web design and you know, driving social media and all of that.
Yes. That's a good question, Jonathan. So a lot of our clients...
She's buttering you up.
I think of Washtenaw Media as an extension of businesses. A lot of businesses, they, for example, let's say if they are in the baked goods, so here's a baker. He's good at what he does. You know, he can make wonderful cakes, tiramisu, you name it. But taking a picture of what he's created, that art, posting it on social media, getting engagement from his followers, increasing his fan base, is something usually he doesn't know how to do, or number two, he doesn't want to do it. So we consider ourselves
as... Or doesn't have the time to do.
Exactly, or doesn't have the time to do it.
You know, so many people just say to me, I see how it's important, it's just I can't get to it right now. When you're a small entrepreneur, it's tough.
Exactly.
Especially a baker who's baking early in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes...
that was your example.
Exactly. But sometimes he's opening in the morning, as well as sometimes he's closing. So right. In between, he's serving his customers. He doesn't have time to, you know, have a Instagram story or to post or engage. So we will be hired for... to basically take over that. And we can do things from creating the post, as little as they would like, just, Jamie, can you guys just create the post, all the way to full social media management and marketing, which means we create the post, we create the images, we create contests, giveaways, we do the talking back, we find the followers, we also run their Facebook ads, Instagram ads, LinkedIn ads, and Google ads, because we're also a certified partner with Google and Facebook. Now Instagram, since Facebook owns Instagram.
Wow. So, you know, we talked about the things that bugged you the most. What are the things that entrepreneurs need to be looking at the most in 2019? Because there's a lot of trends.
Yes. Okay, that's a really, really great question. I think the number one thing is every entrepreneur needs to have what we call digital real estate. Digital real estate is your website. You need to own a piece of digital real estate, which is your website, something that you can post. You don't have to worry about things being taken down. We had a client who's a YouTuber, and she had 136 videos that were just deleted. She gave reviews, and she gave honest reviews. Well, unfortunately, one of her reviews was not taken very lightly, and some kind of way, the company allowed, you know, YouTube to delete her entire account. 136 videos gone. But if she had had a website before she came to Washtenaw, we would have had all of those materials on her website. I think also small business owners as well as corporations need to know that social media, we only rent those pages. So my Facebook business page, your Facebook business page, your Instagram page, don't live on those pages. You want to engage, connect, collect an email and a name, and send all of that traffic to your digital real estate, which is your website. That's the only thing that you're able to control on the internet. Right. And I tell people all the time, even let's just say for Radio Entrepreneur, if you all were hosting an amazing event, let's just say October, and you've
let's
been-
Let's say it was a Jonathan Penta event.
Okay. Jonathan Penta event. I love it, and I hope I'm invited. But let's say it's in October, and you are promoting and engaging, and you have a six-month campaign. All of a sudden, Mark Zuckerberg pisses someone off and the entire, all the servers or Facebook are shut down. If you don't have digital real estate, how are you going to engage with those 20,000 people you've been engaging with for the last 6 months?
Darn that Zuckerberg.
Yes.
How does he get in the way of building Jonathan Penta's business? That's going to be the next article. Jamie, if somebody wants to find you at Washtone Media, how would they do that?
Oh, great. So they could actually just visit us on our website. And it's washtone.com. Or they could just stop by or call us, 781-489-3015. And we are human, live people. Just call us and visit us.
Well, as soon as we're done, I'm going to send my complaint on the internet about Mark Zuckerberg. He's not going to pick on my friend, Jonathan Penta.
Absolutely not.
I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much
for having
me.
And I want to thank Jonathan Penta for being my co-host.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Great co-host.
You guys have been awesome, Jeffrey. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We hope you come back again.
Thank you. I would love to.
Great. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I am the host of Radio Entrepreneurs. Plus, I am the CEO and chairman of Mage LLC. Glad to be here. Always love talking entrepreneurship. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.